Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
You're certain that once all the investigations have happened, that you won't be arrested for fraud?
I don't think I will be. I don't think that I don't think I tried to do anything wrong.
Wow.
Welcome back, my friends, once again to another episode of Red Pill News. As always, I'm your host, Zach Payne, the corruption detector, and I hope you guys are having a lovely day. We have quite the episode for you this afternoon, Wednesday, December 14th, 2022, almost the end of the year, almost the Christmas season. Wonderful time to be alive. Now, these three subjects, as I said, are distinctly different, yet each one is very important to what's going on in America right now. First of all, we have an update on the status of Sam Bankman-Fried, the once CEO of FTX and wannabe crypto bro. And then we're going to be taking a look at a decision made by Joe Biden in the last 24 hours. He signed something called a same-sex marriage bill. And what's interesting is his characterization of what this bill is doing for America juxtaposed next to the people he invited to attend. The behavior of some of these people is exactly what we're fighting against, and they are not doing anything that would be considered decent or dignified, especially when it comes to their actions with children. And then finally, earlier today, I put a post on Truth Social regarding the death of Grant Wall, that FIFA journalist covering the World Cup in Qatar. Well, it turns out he wasn't the only journalist covering soccer that died during the FIFA Open there at the World Cup in Qatar. Kind of interesting stuff. We do have a little bit more information about Grant's cause of death and some of the background information that might have caused it. But we're going to be talking about all three of these gentlemen at the end of the program. So do me a favor, sit back, relax, grab your popcorn, and we'll be right back after this. Well, I figure what a perfect way to open the show. It's an excellent example of how it started and how it's going. Sam Bankman-Fried, over the course of the last several weeks, was doing a media whistle-stop apology tour, really in a sort of incredulous way. He acted like he wasn't going to be arrested and that he did nothing wrong, despite the fact that many people had questioned him about his actions leading up to the collapse of FTX and the way that he managed money and kind of traded it back and forth willy-nilly between FTX and Alameda. And he actually admitted to committing fraud very recently. He admitted to the fact that the deposit accounts of customers in FTX US that were not supposed to be commingled with either these investment accounts or with Alameda actually had been. And they knew exactly that that was happening the entire time. So this is all what led to the indictments from the federal government against Sam Bankman-Fried and then his arrest in the Bahamas. Now, obviously, this is a lot of money we're talking about here. And despite the fact that Sam Bankman-Fried gave a lot of money openly to Democrats and even dark money to both Democrats and Republicans, Elon Musk said he thinks it's something like $1 billion. This is not enough money to stop Sam Bankman-Fried from being punished. And the fact that he didn't believe that he was going to be indicted, or perhaps he was just, you know, wishing and hoping and saying it in a public sense so that maybe he wouldn't, he is definitely going to end up in prison. And I would be very surprised if Sam Bankman ever saw the outside of a jail cell ever again. So after his arrest in the Bahamas, and he was held for a couple of days, his bail hearing was earlier today. And his lawyers had asked that he be released on $250,000 bond because he needs access to allergy medicines. I would think that the jail could maybe provide those to him. But after you see the conditions in this jail, that might be a real stretch to even think that they would provide anything close to medical care. And of course, Sam Bankman-Fried's vegan lifestyle was also a rationale from his defense team as to why he should be allowed out. But the truth is, he is a massive flight risk. There are billions of dollars that are still missing from FTX, and there's a distinct possibility that he could have squirreled away a lot of money in the hopes that he would be able to run should it become necessary. Now, in the descriptions of the jail that Sam Bankman-Fried is being sent to, I believe it's Fox Hill or something like that. We'll find out here in just a moment. It escapes me at the moment, but it's apparently a rat-infested jail that's overcrowded. It doesn't have air conditioning, and it's just, generally speaking, some horrid conditions, whether you're a criminal or not. This prison has actually come up in the news before. There's been a lot of outcry about the way that inmates are treated there. I'm actually going to show you a couple of pictures right now of some inmates that are inside this prison. First of all, here, you can see this guy sitting on a 5-gallon bucket using it as a toilet. That would make it appear that there is no running water or at least modern plumbing inside this prison. And then this next picture, I don't really know what's happening, but there's a couple of guys laying on the floor. Their rear ends are blacked out and there's blood on the floor. So this could mean that people in this prison are being abused by prison guards, or perhaps they're being abused by each other. Either way you slice it, it doesn't bode well for Sam Bankman-Fried. With this 115 years in prison that he is potentially facing, and the size of the pool of individuals who were injured by Sam Bankman-Fried's actions here, it's going to be a lot more likely that he's going to be serving consecutive terms rather than concurrent terms. So rather than, you know, charging him with three 20-year sentences and giving them all to him in one single 20-year sentence so that he's serving all three sentences at the same time, they're more than likely going to go ahead and stack those to keep him in prison as long as they can. Now, this is assuming that Sam Bankman-Fried doesn't have something interesting that he can trade to the federal government, the people at the SDNY, to get him off in some fashion. But as it looks, as the CEO of FTX, he appears to be the top of the heap, the very tip of the pyramid. Now, I want to take you through some additional photographs of what's going on here inside this prison where Sam Bankman-Fried is going to be taken. That video I had at the very beginning of the video, that was him being led out of the courthouse and into that awaiting SUV to be taken off to prison. Here is another grainy photograph of Sam on his way out. And here is an image showing the inside of the prison. You can see that looks like there's buckets. Those may be those poop buckets, and they're giving people water in gallon jugs. This is Sam Bankman-Fried's new recreation area. This is where he'll get to probably spend 1 hour a day. You can see there's rat-infested droppings, and yes, my first instinct was correct. Those are human waste buckets. That's where people poop, and they put it outside of their jail cell so that the guards can come and scoop it up. That's going to be a big culture shock for Sam Bankman-Fried. After living in the lap of luxury off the backs of everyday investors and even in some cases institutional investors, Sam Bankman-Fried going from having a golden toilet to a pretty basic plastic 5-gallon toilet. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, I gotta say. You know, I think that even when people are criminals, they deserve to be treated like human beings. However, quite often in the prison system that we have, where it's a for-profit system, their businesses, these companies are looking to cut costs in any way that they can, and quite often human rights are the first thing that go out the window because it's cheap to not provide human rights to people. Take a
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Look at the look on Sam Bankman-Fried's face. He looks pretty nervous. I would imagine his lawyers have informed him about the type of conditions that he's going to be living here at Fox Hill. The other thing about Fox Hill, there is no air conditioning in there. They have these giant shop fans placed directly in front of the cells. You know, that might be of assistance if there was fresh air coming in, but it looks to me like they're just recirculating all of this hot air. And of course, at the same time that hot air is being recirculated, it's also flowing right over those buckets of human waste that are sitting right in front of the jail cells for the people there awaiting trial and, you know, living out their sentence there in the Bahamas. You know, one thing I will say about the Bahamas, it's the Caribbean, okay? It's going to be hot, it's going to be humid, and, you know, there's nothing that says that we need to make these people overtly comfortable. But, you know, these are bad conditions, and Sam Bankman-Fried has his work cut out for him. His extradition hearing to the United States, I believe, is scheduled for February 8th, so he's going to have a couple of months to sit there and stew and think about what he's done. And if there is someone that Sam Bankman-Fried can roll over on, well, by the time the United States comes to pick him up, you can bet that I'm sure he's going to figure out who those people are. So earlier today in the Rose Garden of the White House, while surrounded by sycophantic Democratic yes men and representatives of the larger left wing alternative community, Joe Biden signed into law a marriage equality bill. Now, this equality bill will repeal the Defense of Marriage Act, which I'm sure you remember was designed to codify a marriage as a union between a man and a woman. That always made sense to me because marriages are a religious ceremony. And as marriages were conceived, it was always that union between men and women. However, I am not a person to tell anybody else how they're supposed to be living their lives or what lifestyle they want to live or who it is that they love. That's none of my business, because if somebody came up to me and said, hey, you're not allowed to be with that person right there, you know, I would probably be pretty offended by that and think that it was an infringement upon my rights. Until this point, we had civil unions, which allowed for people to be in a relationship that was a legal framework that allowed for people to get the same benefits as a religious marriage. But now you are able to marry whomever you want. Now, they of course had to include racial equality as a part of the scope of this. I did not think that anywhere in the United States was it illegal to marry outside of your race. I mean, at this point, 90% of us are all mixed race in some form or another. I mean, because America is the melting pot. I think it'd be very hard pressed to find anyone who is of one particular race or another, unless they're coming directly from a country of origin as an immigrant to the United States. But at the end of the day, this to me is about allowing people to create a marriage that is really a perversion of what it was originally intended to be. I think people should have the right to love whoever they want, but I think that the state doesn't need to be getting involved in it. Because it's a religious ceremony, you know, there are going to be religious institutions that are not going to want to perform these marriages. So my question now is, are they going to be forced to perform them? Now, these marriages will be recognized all across the United States, whereas previously in certain states, these domestic partnerships, these unions were not recognized. Now they will all be considered marriages, and it will be all across the country. This is, in my opinion, another opportunity for Joe Biden to drive a wedge between different portions of the United States of America. Some people are never going to agree with this. They're always going to think that it's somehow a sin or it's evil and it is offensive to them or to their beliefs. And that's not only looking at Christians. That is also looking at certain Jews and also Muslims. I mean, every single religion is going to have their own opinions about things, and the gay community is at risk of being persecuted, perhaps even most within the Muslim religion. So I don't know what the ramifications of this are going to be, but I will tell you this. The ramifications of how Joe Biden signed this bill, I think, are going to be far more important, because one of the people Joe Biden had attend the signing of this marriage equality bill was this person on screen right here. His name is Marty Cummings. Marty Cummings is, of course, a drag queen. Marty Cummings is a proponent of Drag Queen Story Hour. And Marty Cummings is now famous for having made the statement, "Kids are out to sing and suck D," on Twitter. Now, one of the main issues we who are offended by Drag Queen Story Hour have is that it appears to be an opportunity for people to dress in sexualized ways and then groom children to put their own lifestyle onto them and praise them for when they live it out. I mean, you can take a look at Marty Cummings' Twitter profile and Instagram profile, and there are examples of this. Here is a picture of Marty Cummings and a bunch of drag queens. I don't need to open it up for you, but you can see there is a little kid right here, and they're saying that this little kid now wants to perform at Drag Queen Hour or drag queen performance, rather, the next time that they actually do it. There are a number of pornographic images and videos all over Marty Cummings' stuff, and then it's interspersed with things like this image of Marty at a Drag Queen Story Hour event. And you can see that right here. Marty Cummings hanging out with a bunch of little kids. And this is, again, where it becomes a problem for me, because they show this lifestyle off, and then they reward these children for when they want to participate in it. And the question is this something that would happen organically? Would these kids really think that, you know, hey, I'm going to put a dress on and make my mom happy? Or are they saying that, you know, hey, this person is being accoladed and people are wanting to hang out with them, and maybe I want to be accepted too, and so therefore I'm going to engage in this lifestyle? You know, all around, it's a bad, bad look. And for Joe Biden to have someone with this very particular statement coming out of their mouth and posted on their social media, "Kids are out to sing and suck D," there is no mistaking what this is. This is an opportunity for a pedophile to groom children and to put them into sexualized situations so that they can poison their minds. Because they're malleable, because they're children, they can be influenced to grow up and become just like Marty Cummings. And there is no doubt in my mind that many children are going to end up like Marty Cummings, not because they really believe that they should be dressing in women's clothes or that they are gay or that this is the lifestyle they want to live, but they're only doing it because they want approval from the adults in their life. This is child abuse at the end of the day. And I don't care. It has nothing to do with who you want to love or who you want to marry. This is a completely separate issue. And although I'm not surprised that the Bidens had this person and others like them at the White House for the signing of this, it's something that I think should certainly be highlighted and addressed. So speaking of persecution, I'm sure you might remember how the World Cup kicked off. The gentleman on the left, Grant Wall, he showed up to the World Cup wearing a pride shirt, and the Qatari authorities did not want to allow him in. Now, he's not gay. He was married to somebody who was on Joe Biden's COVID council, but his brother is. And so apparently he was trying to support his brother and his lifestyle. However, read the room. It's Qatar. They don't go for that stuff. Anyways, they let him in eventually. But it was reported just a couple of days later that he died mysteriously. He wasn't very old. He was 48 years old. And it's now been reported that he died of an aortic aneurysm, which, if I'm not mistaken, that is a rupture of the aorta around your heart. That's something that happens to people who are older. However, it's also recently been happening to people who are double vaxxed and boosted. Now, it is now in vogue to speculate on whether or not people who die of heart problems at a young age are potentially vaccinated. However, Grant Wall confirmed it on his own Twitter profile. He was double vaxxed for the Pfizer vaccine. I believe it was March of 2021. He got the first dose. And then about a month later, he got the second dose. And he was definitely a pro-vax guy. So although we don't know for certain whether or not the vax had something to do with his death, I think that there is at least circumstantial evidence to support that, because his brother and his wife, they said that he was in good health. Wasn't something that they had ever learned of. Considering the fact that he liked to go to the doctor so much, you would think this is something that they might have caught. I don't know, though. I'm not a heart doctor, and I'm not a specialist or a medical professional. However, it's now turned out that Grant Wall wasn't the only journalist to die in Qatar while covering the World Cup. We have now had two additional journalists die as well. So now three journalists total who were there in November, dying suddenly covering the World Cup in Qatar. We have ITV Sports technical director Roger Pierce. He was 65, a little bit older. He passed away while reporting at the World Cup. His death was announced live on ITV. They said our technical director, Roger Pierce, who was here for his eighth World Cup, sadly passed away. Roger was a hugely respected figure in the TV sports broadcasting industry. For ITV, he has been instrumental in the logistical planning and delivery of rugby World Cups, as well as the football World Cups here, as well as the Euros. He always had a smile on his face. Never, when he was on camera, did he ever not. And many people are sadly, you know, lamenting his passing. But his cause of death has not been revealed. It's always odd when they don't mention a cause of death, because they used to always do that. They used to say, oh, he died of a heart attack. Oh, he died after a long battle with cancer. Oh, he died in a freak accident, you know, something that you wouldn't have expected. But this was actually before Grant Wall died and the other journalist, Khalid Al-Masalm. Now, Khalid Al-Masalm, I don't have any additional information for, other than to know that he also died suddenly while covering the World Cup right there in Qatar. He was a photojournalist, and it looks like he worked for a Qatari news media agency. They say he died suddenly while covering the World Cup. They believe in Allah's mercy and forgiveness and send their deepest condolences to their family. This is just an odd coincidence, or this could all be related to the exact same thing, the presence of the jab. I know that at one point, Qatar was requiring people who wanted to travel there to be vaccinated, but in not that long ago, they dropped that condition. But I will say this, people in the entertainment industry tended to be fully jabbed and boosted. So is it possible that all three of these people were all vaxxed and all died suddenly? And that's the other interesting thing. In every single one of their death announcements, they died suddenly. That means there was no forewarning, no apparent health conditions that were underlying, nothing to indicate that these guys might be at risk of dying out of the blue when they went to Qatar. You know, either they all were vaxxed and they all died suddenly, or it's just a tremendous coincidence, or perhaps, you know, it does leave it on the table that maybe all of these journalists from different nations were all killed by the Qatari government. I think that one is a bit of a stretch. To think that these three different journalists from different networks would all at once be put on a kill list by the Qatari government. I mean, you know, if that were the case and it leaked out, how many people would want to go to Qatar to cover sports events in the future? Probably not many. And FIFA may not want to allow a World Cup to go on there again. However, when they just die suddenly and there's no explanation and they don't give any reasonings for it other than Grant Wall, who had an aortic aneurysm, well, you know, that's the time that it makes me think that perhaps these are all linked in some way or another. All right, my friends, I think that's all I've got for you today. Make sure you tune in tonight on Patel Patriot and Badlands Media to watch myself and Brad Colandro Getz on another episode of Altered State. I'll see you tonight. And until that time, good luck and God bless.